Hello, hello.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Before we kick this off, I just want to remind everyone that we want to keep today's call focused on Lou Gehrig Day and the ongoing fight against ALS. We can get things started with Matt.
Morning, Stephen.
Good
Thanks
morning.
for hopping on with us this morning. Just was wondering what your sort of what the significance in the meeting is for you to see Major League Baseball designate this day to not only recognize Lou Gehrig, but also raise awareness and funds for ALS research.
Yeah, it's very exciting, obviously. One to celebrate the player and the man that Lou Gehrig was, and he's one of the all-time greats in the game of baseball. And it's a great day to honor that, and then also to raise awareness for ALS. And I think it's something that our organization has been pushing for, and we're ecstatic that there's finally going to be a day, and hopefully this can spur further awareness, and we can really catch some momentum here and really do some good.
Vince.
Good morning, Stephen. Can you go through kind of the process and gaining energy as you saw not just yourself and your family, but others around the country lobbying hard for this, knowing that you've got a sport that celebrates Jackie Robinson, celebrates Roberto Clemente, and how important this was, and just those that you were impressed around the movement to help make this a reality?
Yeah, it really was a team effort. There were several organizations, including ours, that were focused hard on getting MLB to do this and going to each team, individually. And Sam Hilliard with the Rockies, Team Hilliard, is their organization. They're supporting ALS TDI. They were pushing as well. And so it was really cool. It was really humbling for me. There was a moment in time where the committee had asked for players to send in videos saying, I support, the move for Lou Gehrig's Day. I support, ALS awareness. And I mean, you talk Aaron Judge, players from all over the league, Nolan Arenado. It was very humbling to see that video of all these guys saying that they were in support of this, and so that's why I say it was a team effort. There were a lot of organizations pushing for this, but at the end of the day, the players were also, and so it feels really special.
We know how hard you and your foundation, and specifically your dad, Mike, has worked on this. What was his reaction when this became a reality?
He was very, very excited. To put that lightly, he had worked so hard, and he's been pouring his heart and soul into all things related to our organization and funding some research and those sort of things. So he was very excited. I think this gives a lot of credibility and a little extra momentum, like I said, behind us, something that we can really use to capitalize on. So it was a very exciting day. I'm excited for it, but I was just really, really happy for him, to see it become a reality so soon. So that was awesome.
Shayna?
Hey, Stephen. I had a similar question, but what can you say about the importance of representation in baseball and having a day dedicated every year to this cause?
Yeah, I think it was one thing that I was pleasantly surprised about is that they were going to do it, every year, from now on. Obviously, this year it's the 80th anniversary of his passing. It's also the day he started his famous streak that was later broken by Cal Ripken. And so, I think, that staying power, I think, is key. It's not going to be a one-off thing where it kind of fades away. Another fascinating thing is, it's been 80 years and there's really been no advance in this field, and we feel like that's just unacceptable. And hopefully this is something that will keep that reminder in people's minds, and hopefully the organizations in this fight can align and really make some significant advances. It's not going to be easy, but I think this is a good starting point.
Vince?
Stephen, you and your family, you've been forced, unfortunately, to learn so much about this awful disease You kind of touched on it a little bit, but what do you hope the message can be about moving forward, about learning about identifying markers and the things that you've learned about trying to find progress and trying to find therapies that, that could ease pain, extend life, and maybe even get better than that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, what our organization is really trying to do is to, you know, bring together some of the big players in this fight to align to work on some of these key you know, roadblocks, we think, to finding a cure. And one is, you know, finding a disease mechanism, you know, mechanism, like why and how does ALS start? We don't know that. And, you know, in a field where there's really not as many dollars for funding, not only is that the case, but, you know, when you have it spread out over multiple organizations working kind of on not random projects, but just not aligned, we think it would be very powerful if everyone were to be on the same page to kind of work on a almost like a roadmap to where, you know, each organization is focused on one thing that is all aligned on the same, you know, journey to finding a cure. And so, you know, that's just kind of the world that we're living in, and it's tough to get funding and you know, trying to get grants and some things like these are really important steps that could, you know, get us there.
Matt?
I remember you saying last year that your family's organization had to shuffle things around a little bit, just rearrange some plans just because of the pandemic. And was wondering if in light of that, if that makes the timing of this especially good, just for the momentum aspect that you're talking about.
Absolutely. You know, it was a tough year last year for everyone. And it's just, that's just the way the world was. And you know, we're not going to make excuses. We want to keep pushing forward. You know, we've got some exciting things planned for this season. We have some exciting things planned for around Lou Gehrig's Day, coming directly from our organization, that will be rolling out. We think will be special. And we're going to try to do a golf tournament and some other things now that things are starting to get a little easier out there in the world. But the day itself is just huge. I can't even put it into words. It's a huge thing for us. And like I said earlier, it's going to be around for a while. And so I think that's even bigger.
Okay. Thank you, Stephen.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.